Country Bob FM.
Almanac time. Boy, it was a good time yesterday with Bill Lunn stepping in.
Yes.
You know, it's always fun to have another broadcaster in there. He knows how to handle things like the almanac.
Right.
Things that are bigger than really anything else.
He was a natural.
That's right.
Yeah. He did good.
That's right. It's like when Channel 5 used to do Horror Incorporated. They knew that they had something there, and they just let it be.
Yes. One of my favorites.
Do what it is there to do.
Horror Incorporated. Thank you for bringing that back.
8:33 today, Thursday, May 24th, 144th day of the year, 221 left. Mm-hmm. It was 1844 that Samuel Morse.
Sammy.
He demonstrated the telegraph. And the telegraph, you know what he telegraphed? He telegraphed in Morse code, dashes, lines, dots.
Right.
The message was, "What hath God wrought?" You know what he wrought? He wrought the telegraph is what he wrought at that point.
And it was very nice work.
And that, I always kind of wondered, what is that phrase from? Did he just come up with that? And it's actually from the Hebrew Bible.
Oh.
The Book of Numbers. So I never knew Samuel Morse must have been Jewish.
Right. Well, maybe. And, you know,
they always come up with the good stuff.
And when there was trouble in town, the bad guys always cut the wire.
That's how you did it.
Yes.
No communication.
Yeah, that's how every, you know, bank robbery or town takeover started, with them cutting the telegraph wire.
As significant as the telegraph was, the telegraph lasted longer than the video laser disc, although it was short-lived as far as its dominance. Because the telephone would be in there, Alexander Graham Bell in the 1870s, and then prominent in the 1880s.
Yeah.
So
30,
they had maybe a 35-40 year run.
That was it.
And then I think they were still using it, because they still had Western Unions.
Yeah.
But then they were using just telephone wires.
Yep.
At that point in time, it wasn't just telegraph. 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge opened on this date, linking Manhattan and Brooklyn.
That was an impressive structure.
It's easy to take for granted bridges now. Just think of when they didn't have bridges, how tough it was. You had to take a ferry.
Right.
Or go all the way around, or cross it somehow, some other way, jump, maybe pole vault.
There was options, none of them great.
Hopefully Bo and Luke are around with the General Lee, and you just jump the thing.
Ride, just, you know, hold on to your horse and let him swim across.
First ever night Major League Baseball game this date. Cincinnati Reds, Crosley Field.
Oh, yeah.
Defeated Philadelphia.
Sure, remember.
Under the lights, 1935. Mm-hmm. That changed the way things were done. In 41.
Unbelievable. Blimey. What happened? The hood's gone.
The hood's gone. I'm talking about the HMS hood, not the hood on your car.
Oh.
The hood on your car, you forgot to latch it, and you're driving 80 miles an hour.
And then it springs up on you.
Springs up and flies off.
And away it goes, yeah.
Yeah. But this was the HMS hood. This was the date that the hood was sunk. And, of course, Johnny Horton. We all know about the story because of Johnny Horton.
Right.
The Bismarck sank the hood, and then the British said, well, we got to go sink the Bismarck.
Yep.
And they would just a few days later.
Yep.
They would find it up at trying to hide in the fjords of Norway up there.
They took it down
1941. The hood was quite famous. I think it was it the Prince of Wales? HMS Prince of Wales that sunk the Bismarck? It was a number of ships.
Yes.
It just wasn't one.
Right. They ganged up on it.
They really did gang up on the Bismarck.
Yep.
On this date, 1981, it was controversial.
Bobby out again, and Bobby going out very. He passed a car. What's he doing? He's passed about half a dozen cars.
Oh, James, that's.
Under the yellow, you can't do that.
That is a no-no. He has accelerated probably in the heat.
That's great color commentary by Jackie Stewart, of course, play-by-play by Jim McKay, but Jackie called him James. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when Tom Kelly does Twins baseball and he calls Dick Bremer Richard. But this is what happened. Bobby Unser won the Indy 500, then he lost the Indy 500, then he won it again.
What?
1981, this date. The 81 Indy 500, he passed a number of cars coming out of the pit.
Underneath
the yellow line during caution.
Oh, sure.
And so he originally won, then they took it away from him and gave him to Mario Andretti. Then, like, the next day, they reviewed it again, and after protests by Bobby Unser, he got it again. He was the winner.
Wow.
So race fans probably remember that
as
very controversial in 81. Speaking of controversial, Madame Heidi Fly. She was the Hollywood Madam. She had a black book.
She had a black book.
With a lot of names. And people in that book didn't want their names to be out in public. Charlie Sheen didn't care.
They didn't care.
People knew what he was doing.
Right.
But she was sentenced to 3 years in prison. This date in 95, 2008.
Television has lost a member of one of its most legendary comedy teams, Dick Martin, the zany half of the duo behind the 60s comedies hit Rowan and Martin Blatman, died in California from respiratory complications.
Can you say goodnight, Dick?
I don't know if anybody had more fun on that show than he did. Goodnight,
Dick.
Yeah, goodnight, Dick.
Dick Martin died on this date, 2008. That was a fun show, and it's very quick.
Yes.
And Hee Haw kind of borrowed a lot of that stuff from them, but more on the country side of thing. But, I mean, they were quick. Boom, boom, boom. They were changing cameras and getting in quick little liners and little vignettes and things, and very short.
And they had Goldie Hawn in a very small bathing suit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was a Ruth Buzzy guy, though.
Well, yeah. It's very, very fetching in her own way.
Yeah. 1990.
Once again, hockey night in Canada salutes the Edmonton Oilers Stanley Cup champions 1990.
Some people said they couldn't do it without Wayne Gretzky. Well, they did.
Yeah.
With Jari Kurri and still Mark Messier and others.
Was Grant Fuhrer still in the Nets?
No, he was Ranford. No, he was still with the team, but it was Ranford. Somebody else became and was their number one goaltender.
Okay.
By the time the playoffs rolled through for the Edmonton Oilers, winning their fifth Stanley Cup in 7 years.
Wow.
And Glenn Sather wasn't the coach anymore. It was Muckler.
Yep.
Who had coached in the North Stars system in Memphis at the Memphis South Stars for a long, long time. So that was 1990, the Edmonton Oilers. It was the end of the dynasty because I think, didn't the North Stars beat Edmonton the next year in the playoffs, knocking them off as the defending Stanley Cup playoffs on their run to the 91 Stanley Cup Finals.
Which we would lose to Pittsburgh.
2008, this date. Let's see if I even got anything queued up here.
The son of the legendary stuntman Evel Knievel, no doubt calming his own jitters as he warms up the crowd. A jump over these 24 Coke Zero trucks would in some way honor his dad by surpassing his
product
world
placement
record.
For Coke Zero. Now it's Coke Zero calories. It's not just Coke Zero. They changed the name, Neil.
Yeah, we figured that out. I mean, I Coke figured zero, zero
that's what
calories,
the zero meant. I don't know what the hell zero. Right. It's free. He can do Pena Pepsi free. It brings back the Back to the Future thing.
Yeah.
Where he goes into the 1985 cafe and he asks for a Pepsi free. But if you want a Pepsi, you're going to pay for it, son.
Pal. Yeah.
Robbie Knievel, 24.
Give me a tab.
24. Yeah, he can't give you a tab. He haven't ordered anything yet. 24 trucks, 2008, Rob, and he didn't break any bones.
No, he made it.
He's got a ways to catch up to his father. That was 2008, and that was miraculous because I just brought up that audio clip while you were talking to our special guest, but I didn't cue it up to anywhere, and it just was, it was good enough. That was a lot of luck. Sometimes the almanac, there's a lot of luck involved in pulling this thing off. Thursday, May 24th, birthdays now. We already made reference to this guy.
Hey, come on, slow down, man.
Hey, Holmes, stay back.
Man, you're supposed to be a lowrider, man. We're supposed to be cruising, man.
Well, stay back and cruise, eh, sir?
Man.
Oh, you're driving like an idiot, man.
I just can't get used to this automatic, man.
Yeah, well, they are complicated, aren't they?
Cheech and Chong, there's no better team.
No.
They were together.
We should have been counting how many times they said, man.
Well, I was going to say, like in Up in Smoke, and that's the next one, which was called Next Movie, Cheech and Chong's Next Movie. How many times did they say man?
Yeah.
Especially Tommy Chong. Especially Chong.
Yeah.
Cheech says Holmes a lot. Come on, Holmes.
Yeah, that's too good.
Do we know? Have they ever done? I'm sure they have, and I don't know. Were they actually high when they did those movies, those two, or were they not?
Playing
that role.
If I was a betting man, I would put my cash on yes.
Tommy Chong is 80.
His clothes are dirty, but His hands are clean, and you're the best thing that he's ever seen.
He's Bob Dylan.
He's more understandable in this one.
He is a Minnesotan.
I love him. That is my
favorite. Bob Zimmerman, Robert Zimmerman. Bob, but has he ever been to Zimmerman, though? That's the question.
I don't know.
Stopped off there. Bob Dylan, happy birthday to
him. Hibbing, right? That's right.
77. Born in Duluth, I guess, at the hospital, and then raised in Hibbing, I think is the deal there.
Yep.
Bob Dylan. Let's go to the 4077th.
I love it.
Hey, Klinger, want to make a bet on the race?
I'm busy. Peter, I'm finally getting out.
Wait till you see what I'm making out of this red set.
I like you in anything.
Anytime you can get Klinger in there, Jamie Farr, a little cameo with Gary Berghoff, 75.
Looking for a Section 8.
You know, he played Radar in both the movie and the TV series, which is a little trivia for you.
It's hard to imagine anybody else in that role. He
was certainly not. Gary Berghoff is 75. Also this date, Patti LaBelle. Neil, you got a new attitude?
Well, it's a new old attitude.
Right. It's, I like to be consistent.
Right.
Patti LaBelle, Lady Marmalade from the 70s. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? What do you have to say for that? Anything?
That's a tongue twister. I couldn't
Any retort?
I cannot repeat that in any way, shape, or form.
So Patti LaBelle, 74. Priscilla Presley, former wife of the king of rock and roll. She's done some acting. The Naked Gun. Melrose Place in Dallas.
She was very good opposite Leslie Nielsen.
You can't help but be good opposite Leslie Nielsen. Exactly. He made every actor and actress next to him better. Is there any doubt?
Yeah. Just some of my favorite movies there.
Lloyd Bridges would have been awful.
Without.
In Airplane without him.
Yeah.
There'd be none of that sniffing glue stuff that we'd be quoting years and years and years later. So, Priscilla, 73.
No time to argue. Throw me the idol. I throw you the whip.
Yes, senor.
Oh, he didn't give him the whip. You know what he got later? He got spiked right through the head.
Ooh.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, Alfred Molina, 65. He was Indy's assistant in the beginning, the opening.
Yes.
The opening scene where the boulder comes down and everything. He's got the golden idol, and then he gets spiked to the wall. He was in the Da Vinci Code as, I think, one of the cardinals or one of the, not the paparazzi, but what's it called? The Illuminati.
Okay.
In the Da Vinci Code, and he was Dr. Octopus.
Oh, Doc Ock?
Yes, Doc Ock in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 2. It would have been the second one.
Yes.
So now you're picturing him, I'm sure.
I know who it is.
65. Roseanne Cash is 63. We'll play a song from her coming up in its entirety because Roseanne Cash is 63. I've got a question for you, Neil. What's the word? Do you know what the word is? Is the bird the word?
Bird the word. Yes, bird is the word.
Well, we're going to word up. The guy who did this song, I don't think Roseanne Cash did a version of this. I'd like to hear a country version of Word Up. Larry Blackman, who was Cameo in the group Cameo, did that in the mid-80s. Hmm. He's 62. He was famous for wearing a red codpiece, which I think would look really good on you out on the golf course this weekend on Sunday.
That?
Codpiece, you know what a codpiece is?
I don't.
Look it up. You're going to enjoy it.
Okay.
So Larry Blackman from Cameo is 62. Let's go to the house and the dinner table at Ricky Bobby's house.
Oh, boy.
I like to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt because it says, like, I want to be formal, but I'm here to party, too. Because I like to party, so I like my Jesus to party.
John C. Riley is hilarious. He is a funny, funny guy. Anything he is in, he's a scene stealer. Because he's not often the main guy. He's the side guy, and he and Will Ferrell go together well.
Okay.
Will Ferrell
John C. Riley. They were excellent together. And John C. Riley was super good. He kind of stole the movie in the King Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, it was. You shouldn't have come here, but we're going to die. That was his famous line. Step Brothers, Ricky Bobby. He's great in Step Brothers. He and Will Ferrell, again, back and forth. John C. Riley, no relation to the gal that did the did Harper Valley PTA. What's her name?
I'm sorry, I just looked up codpiece.
Okay, you found out what it was. Okay,
yeah, it's hilarious.
He wore a red one.
Yeah.
John C. Riley, who sang Harper Valley PTA? Why can't I? Jeannie C. Riley.
Yeah.
53. Will Sasso, 43 today.
I don't know that.
What are you grubwimes doing?
Getting seconds on lobster.
Seconds? Oh. I thought lobster upset your stomach.
I dipped it in Pesto Bismol.
Oh, you like dipping, eh?
You come here.
There goes Curly. He played Curly in the new the Three remake. Stooges from about, what, 3-4 years ago.
Sure.
Will Sasso, and he did a great Jesse Ventura on Mad TV. So Will Sasso, it could be Sasso, but I'm going to say Sasso, because Sasso says so much. 43 today for Will Sasso. Tracy McGrady, basketball player. Orlando Magic, I remember him best there. He's 39. Dancer Mark Ballas, dancing the cha-cha-cha on Dancing with the Stars. He's 32. And here's a guy who just exploded on the country scene. Life's not that serious. And he was 12. Down here on earth. Billy Gilman with One Voice. He basically had one hit.
One hit.
But then he was on The Voice. Did you see that?
Yes.
Like 2 years ago.
Yes.
Blake Shelton chose him. Blake Shelton knew who he was. And in fact, Miley knew who he was too, because Billy Gilman had opened for her dad.
That's
Billy
right.
Ray,
that's right, yeah.
At some point in time. So Billy Gilman.
Doesn't sound like that anymore.
No. He's gone through puberty.
Yeah, his voice
I hope
changed.
So, at least.
Yeah.
He's 30.
He's 30.
I would assume that he has. If not, he's going to need some special surgery.
Yeah, that was 18 years ago that he had that. All right. Gone, but not forgotten. There's a very small list. It's nothing special today. Artist Emmanuel Lutz, he gave us the painting of Washington crossing the Delaware. He was born on this day, 1816, Britain's Queen Victoria, 1819. And
so if he's painting Washington crossing the Delaware, didn't he also cross the Delaware then? So
well,
we should be
have.
Observing him for crossing the Delaware.
Yeah.
Because he was in another boat right next to it.
Right. Painting.
Doing that thing where you make your thumb and your four fingers kind of into one of these so you can kind of picture it.
Right.
You kind of frame it.
Frame it.
Right. Sideways hat.
Anybody? Yes, we have a former Philadelphia Flyer goaltender. Remember Pelé Lindbergh? He was killed in a car crash at the height of his career. He was really one of the, if not the top goalie in professional hockey with the Flyers.
They were good then. Paul Holmgren?
He left a team party. And
Bobby Clark?
Alcohol was involved, unfortunately. Crashed his Porsche 930 Turbo into a wall and passed away at a very young age. Pelle Lindbergh, born in the state, 1959. And what do you know about rapper and actor Heavy D?
And the boys. I know he died way too soon. Did he die from being heavy?
Well, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of rappers that just, their life expectancy isn't that long, I
That's
guess.
That's old but, school.
Yeah, that
now
is old school.
Now that we found love, what are we going to do
Heavy
with
D is his, I don't know if that was his birth name, but that's what mom and dad came up with. Or he changed it along the way. Heavy D was born on this day, 1967. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Well, let's just say he didn't defy gravity when he was born.
No.
He went thump to the ground. They go, oh, he's heavy. But was he my brother?
He
I
was
don't know.
My brother. That's right.
All right, Heavy D, 19. Oh, we forgot one here. This is actually from yesterday.
Oh.
You had promotions here tonight, fans. It was panty waist night. Every lady here got a...
pantyhose.
Oh, pantyhose. I've done that before.
Halsey Hall.
As only
I just saw this on
it.
Twitter, and so he didn't have him yesterday. The 23rd was actually his birthday, 1898. Great Twins broadcaster. He once he smoked cigars up in the booth, and he once set his jacket on fire, and then like Herb and the guys got together with 3M, and they gave him like an asbestos blazer.
Oh, love it.
He always called it his blazer.
He was too
was too young.
Yeah.
I don't remember him. He was gone by the time I started listening to Twins games. But, of course, his work is out there, and I've heard some of it. And
through
it's
the
good
60s
stuff.
And, early.
He was our Harry Carey, kind of.
Yeah.
A real character.
He was, indeed. Halsey Hall. They're all gone, Jim, but certainly not forgotten.
And that'll do it for the Thursday Almanac here on Bob FM. I promised you some Roseanne Cash. Haven't heard this one in a while, so I thought I would pull it out of the archives. Roseanne Cash, 63 today. Johnny's daughter, along with Vivian. Vivian was her mother. Here you go. If you want to keep...